Before I tried fly fishing, my knowledge of it could be summed up in three sentences. 1, you wear rubber pants. 2, you wield a comically long rod. 3, you disguise the hook with what appears to be a wad of belly button lint. Having read The River Why and knowing some fly fishing fanatic, I suspected there was more to it than that. So, last September, I ventured out with a guide to try tenkara. Tenkara is a traditional Japanese fly fishing technique in which you use a reel-less telescoping rod and extra light line. Tenkara is tailored to streams and any situation in which portability is important, such as wilderness trips. My guide, Scott Sorensen of Stone Harbor Wilderness Supply, explained that tenkara was developed by commercial fishermen in the mountains of Japan. They used bamboo and horsehair and simple flies to snag trout. We were outfitted with carbon fiber rods made by Tenkara USA. The rods range in length from 11 to 14 feet. It was a prototypical early fall day, sunny and cool. We stopped at Buck's Hardware Hank for a fishing license. I didn't have one. Then we bumped along back roads to one of the many North Shore rivers that flows into Lake Superior. I was feeling skeptical. I enjoy goal-oriented activities like rock climbing and hiking. Would I really enjoy standing around waiting for a fish to fall for my lint trick? We toted our gear along a section of the Superior Hiking Trail, a 277-mile non-motorized trail that hugs the North Shore from Duluth to the Canadian border. The rods were easy to carry. Each one packs down into its 20-inch handle and weighs about 3 ounces. Soon we reached the river. Cedars drooped from the banks. A crumbling cliff fringed with greenery stretched skyward. Our destination was a series of cascades, the water sliding over basalt undulations that looked like a sea serpent's back. Sorensen showed me how to unpack a tenkara rod. I copied him, sliding the sections through my fingers one at a time. Sections can be replaced if broken. Next, he attached the lines to the rods. He tied on a neon pink dry fly. Next, he attached the lines to the rods. He tied on a neon pink dry fly, a clown shoe caddis made by Umpqua, and rubbed it with floatant. I liked the pink fly because it was easy to see. Tenkara USA recommends a line approximately the same length as your rod, including tippet of 5 pounds breaking strength or less. Two kinds of line are available, traditional and level. In tenkara, Sorensen said, there is less emphasis on the fly itself and more emphasis on the presentation of the fly. This made me picture a fly and a sprig of parsley arranged on a tiny platter. The light, fixed-length line gives you more control over the fly's behavior. Sorensen demonstrated casting, maneuvering the fly in the current, and striking the fly on the surface of the water so it looked almost alive. Now I understood how the fish got fooled. Later, he showed me a bowstring cast, good for reaching tight spaces. He dropped to one knee, pulled the line back taut, and flicked it sideways under some overhanging cedars. My turn. I held the rod with my pointer finger extended in the traditional tenkara grip, raised my elbow to a 90-degree angle, and cast. The line snarled. I muttered a few words my mother would scold me for saying. After repeated attempts and more coaching, I started to get the hang of casting, meaning I could actually get the fly in the water rather than landing it in a rock or in a tree. I aimed for a spot behind a rock where we could actually see half a dozen trout. No luck. The fish were undoubtedly observing my efforts and snickering like a pack of teenage girls. Ooh, nice try, human. You almost fooled me. Not. We moved to one of the deeper pools and switched to a wet fly. The river was low enough that we didn't need waders. Finally, I felt a tug. I had just enough fishing experience to set the hook instinctively. My first rainbow trout. We snapped photos and let it go. Next, I caught a native brook trout. I looked at it more closely than I've ever looked at a fish before, noting the champagne hues, the orange spots. What a beautiful fish, I gushed. In all, I caught 4 rainbow trout and 2 brook trout. They were closer to bite size than trophy size, but it was thrilling just the same. In fact, when I snagged the second brook trout, I got so excited that I almost fell in the river. What happened was, the trout thrashed off the hook. I fumbled it like a wet bar of soap. The trout landed on the sloped rock and flopped madly toward freedom. I lunged for it, but it plopped in the water and vanished in a silvery flash. I lost my balance and had to scramble for a handhold to avoid falling in after it. Fortunately for my ego, Sorensen missed the whole vaudeville act. When he said it was time to call it a day, I didn't want to leave.